Rock 107, WIRX, WIRX.com. Good morning, Brock. Hunter.
Morning.
7:05. We got a lot to get to. Obviously, don't forget to find us on Twitch, twitch.tv/rock_107_WIRX. We'll be on there for the next hour or so. So join us, watch us, get in on the conversation, all that good stuff. Also, most importantly, out of anything we do today, it is Veterans Day today, and we have our Veterans Day takeover going on all day long as a way for us to say thank you to our men and women who have served this great country, protected our freedoms. So make sure you stay tuned as we share stories from veterans all over Southwest Michigan and talk about their time serving this country. Big thanks.
Do the things that we do because of those people.
That's right.
And, you know what? Hey, real quick, shout out to my father.
Oh, Steve, yeah, your Wright. Pops. Yep.
Yeah, E6 Sergeant, U.S. Army. Yeah. Thank you, Dad.
Your dad could still whoop our ass, man. He was a Green Beret. Yeah.
Trust me.
Still whoop our ass. You know? One-handed. One-handed, probably. Big thank you to Black Arsenal, Pratt Intermodal Chassis, and Medic One Ambulance helping us do our veterans takeover. More on that to come. Right now, though, we got to get to it. It is time for your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com. Yes, pump it. Okay? Pump That Septic. This is a funny study. If you ever thought your teachers gave the pretty students the benefit of the doubt, you might be onto something. A new study has found that most quote-unquote hot female students got lower grades during remote learning than when they were face-to-face with their professors. Now, the study isn't suggesting they did something to get good grades, but the Swedish researchers who tracked thousands of university students found that the beauty premium in the classroom didn't work on Zoom. Men are simple creatures. All right, that's just
very simple.
Good God, even professors, people in charge of your higher learning, all right, apparently can't handle the hot students. Like, oh, it's fine, Becky. I'm gonna give you an A. It's fine. You're pretty. It's okay.
Take the A.
Yeah.
You know, man, is it like that when we're in school?
I mean, in college, I guess I never really thought about it, you know? I never really thought, like, oh, you know, Susie's getting a better grade because, you know, she's hot. But it doesn't work for dudes, trust me, because I tried hitting on my female teachers, and it does not go over well. It does not go over
I'm
well.
I'm surprised it works, because I don't know. You'd think, like, all teachers would just, you know, take pride in their work. They know what they're there for. Don't be handing out A's.
Yeah, you got to earn it.
You got to earn it. Do you think school's easier than it was when we were in school?
Oh, God, yeah. Absolutely. You kidding me? Dude, do you remember? I don't even want to go down the long list of things we had to do. I remember even when we did get internet in the school, all right, when we had the computer room and we were able to use it, we were still only allowed to, like, cite one thing from the internet because back then it still wasn't a reliable place. I mean, now
it really wasn't.
It's full of even more stuff, but there's a lot more, you know.
They didn't consider it reliable at all.
No.
Like, if you got it from the internet, it was almost like the joke, oh, you got that from the internet. Must be true.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, you know? For sure.
Now it's like there's so much information on the internet. Like, yeah, you know what? It is. Because
I mean, just the overall amount of knowledge on there. Think about the
main resource now.
Hunter, when's the last time you put pen to paper to figure out numbers, all right? It's been a minute, hasn't it? It's been a minute.
A lot of minutes.
Like, there's times where I forget how to write a number. I'm like, wait, how does that number go?
I gotta carry them.
Wait, hold on. You know?
Carry.
Because I can literally just speak into my phone. Hey, what's 900 minus 587? And it'll tell me like that. I don't need to use my brain. Now, is that making us...
Making us dumber.
It is. There's the question. Is it making us dumber?
I don't know. Is it because there's more information now? So,
but we're
like,
retaining the information.
I retain a lot of it.
Hunter, I work with you 5 days a week. You retain the dumbest stuff.
Hey, you know what? I know. And this show works off of it, so you should be happy about
That's true. In our small little wheelhouse here, it works brilliantly. Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
It's because of the internet and the access of the internet is why you get such a stupidity from the show.
Yeah.
The stupidness.
Yeah.
You know?
You're welcome. Okay?
All right. Not blame it on us. It's the internet.
You're welcome. All right? I don't know. I think it's awesome that we have that because it's helped me out, like being able to, you know, watch videos of how to do stuff that I wouldn't have had otherwise, or I would have had to have gone to a library and, you know, get a book on how to do, you know, I don't know.
I think it can go both ways. Like I said, like there's like the amount of information that you can access is absolutely insane now.
Incredible.
Yep. Do you retain it? Maybe some of it, maybe not all of it. Is it making us more lazy? Probably.
I don't know, though. No, because I've been able to do things because of the knowledge I was able to access on the internet. Makes sense?
You know, it's taking less time. So, like, back in the day, you had to go to the library. Remember, you had to go to
the
library, get the book.
Let's do an example, okay?
Find the book.
Before boating season, I had to rewire a... extension cord to fit the outlet at the marina. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, if I want to do that before, all I did was go to YouTube and I found the exact video I needed for what I needed to put together, how I needed to do it. It worked perfectly. If I wanted to do that before, I would have to have gotten in my car, drove to a local library. All right. Ask someone, do you have an electrical, like a how-to section on electric? I'd have to find the right book if they even had it with the specific section of what. It's, I mean, hell no.
Ah.
And then read it and try and comprehend it, which maybe that makes me better in the, right? Or maybe it makes me better in the long run, but tell you what, when I can just go to YouTube, and, you know.
I mean, you can YouTube anything.
Literally anything. Give me something right now. I'll go YouTube it. Give me something right now.
I'll just give you an example of what we had to do. So we YouTubed, you know, lower unit of a 1999 blah 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 pontoon 75. You're like, and there's a guy with the exact motor working on the exact part that we needed the information about.
Yep.
And explains it thoroughly. It's like, it's amazing. That's amazing. Like,
give me three words right now. Just three words off the top of your head.
Ohio. Platypus.
Platypus.
Song.
Right here, there's a YouTube, the PP Platypus song. Like, right there. It doesn't matter. And it's some guy holding a platypus doll, all right? Mm-hmm. And the PP Platypus song by Steve. Not warning, it's addicting. I kind of want to click it, but I have not previewed this.
You do. You have a good point, though, man. You could anything and everything is out there.
Platypus. I'm a platypus. I'm a platypus.
You're a what?
Well, I'm a duck-billed platypus.
I'm
a web-footed platypus.
Oh.
I'm a duck-billed, web-footed, funny-looking cat.
Oh, that's going to be stuck in your head for the rest of your life. How about that?
Okay, we just randomly stumbled upon that.
Right? I never would have seen that before in my life. Think about that, Hunter. Think about that. Never in my life would I have seen that. Until now. Okay, so let's go back to the original thing. Chicks, if you're online, unless it's OnlyFans, it's not going to help with your grades. Right. Or maybe your OnlyFans will help with your grades. I don't know. If you give your professor at college a discount on your OnlyFans, you may skirt you that A, all right?
You know.
B+. Don't want to be too showy with it. Be too showy with it. Moving on. How about this? We all love toys, all right? You and I were a couple of grown toddlers, and we still like our toys. Well, the National Toy Hall of Fame in Rochester, New York, has a few new inductees. How about Light Bright? Remember the old Light Bright?
That was fun. Nice. Oh, I love the Light Bright.
The only problem was you'd lose...
Light Bright.
You'd lose a lot of the little pieces, and then it wasn't as fun.
Yeah, those little pegs. Yeah, they'd end up in the bottom of your foot.
That's almost as bad as stepping on a Lego. You know what happens? Mm-hmm. You know what you hear when you step on a Light Bright?
Damn that Light Bright!
No.
Damn it, Light Bright!
Damn you! Ow.
I'm going down.
So Light Bright made the list. How about He-Man, the Master of the Universe? He made it.
Damn right! I got some He-Man characters. I got my mom has a bunch of them saved from my older brother. And like the whole set too, man. I'm telling you.
Those might be worth something. Or are they all beat up?
Ram, was it Ram Man? Ram Man?
Ram Man. Yeah.
Was it Sheena? Sheena?
Yeah.
Sheena, maybe? Skeletor, He-Man, a couple different He-Mans. You got a He-Man with I think he's got like a white shirt on. Yeah.
I like He-Man shirtless.
Should be worth something, right?
I like He-Man shirtless.
With his 36-pack.
36-pack of abs. You know what? Real quick, side note. Everyone gets so up in arms about Barbie and the unrealistic. Have you looked at a He-Man doll? I look nothing like that, okay? I look nothing like that.
Nobody does.
All right?
You're a bodybuilder.
That's way more unrealistic than Barbie, all right?
You got muscles coming out of muscles.
Yeah.
With muscles.
I'm supposed to look like that? I don't even know where to start. Well, how much do I got to lift? A lot.
It's an inception of muscles.
Yeah. Ridiculous. God. Unrealistic. The haircut. I could do the haircut probably.
You know what? The haircut evens it all out, though. It's like, you got a body like that, and that's what you're sporting up top?
It's like a chick would see him in the club and be like, oh, my God, he's just so jacked. But
what's up with that Dutch boy haircut, though?
Did he get that from the Dutch boy paint can? You know the Dutch boy, right?
Is that the Quaker guy?
I've seen him on a bag of oats. This is ridiculous.
Be like the Quaker Oats guy with his just a 36.
That's what He-Man is. If the Quaker Oats guy just
ripped out.
Ripped out. Like, just hit it really hard, all right? Just really hit the gym hard. A lot of steroids and oats. Also on the list.
Also, wait, real quick. I also have Battle Cat.
Oh, nice.
Remember the Battle Cat?
Yeah.
That was good.
There's some good stuff in there. There's good stuff in there. Things that didn't make the list, Bingo, Nerf, Pinata. It joins the storied list of toys, things like Game Boy, American Girl doll. Even the plain old stick is in the Toy Hall of Fame. Just the
good old-fashioned stick.
You know, but here, and you may say, really, a stick's in there? I tell you what, having a kid now, my daughter, it doesn't matter where we're at. If she sees a stick, she wants the stick. And it's like, it's a stick. And she is so happy when she gets that stick.
Intrigued.
And she's just walking around. It's like, ah,
got barking.
Dad, you see this? Look at this. Look at this. This is
awesome.
Got
a bend in it.
I'm like, it's a stick. Weirdo. Anyway. So. But congratulations to the new National Toy Hall of Fame inductees. There you go. Lastly, you'll like this, Hunter. And I just want to mention this because this is a cool piece of tech news. Scientists at Penn State University have found a way to make charging a much quicker endeavor. Only 10 minutes to charge a vehicle, like a vehicle battery, really any battery, but they're looking at ways to charge a vehicle battery. They did it by regulating the temperature from inside the battery with an ultra-thin nickel foil. They say the foil keeps the temp regulated and allowed for a 10-minute charge for just about any EV battery.
That's the problem, you know, electronics and heat, man. So when you're charging something that fast, it gets super hot.
Yeah.
You know what's wild is when we had that Tesla in Vegas, when we went to that little thing in Vegas.
Yeah.
I was surprised how fast that charged.
Mm-hmm.
We were on it for 20 minutes maybe. And we got a couple hundred miles.
Yeah.
Maybe even more. Yeah. I'm not exactly sure on that, but I was amazed. I was like, damn. So
what about
20
this?
Minutes.
This is what I always thought, as this can, because we read stories like this and we see the progression of it and where we're at in the battery technology, which has really hung up the electric vehicle industry for a long time, because they're super heavy, takes long to charge.
Just
this
a few drawbacks. Just a few, though.
What about this? So at some point, I always thought, you know, okay, you're going to be cruising down the road and you'll be able to hit a switch. And along the highways, there'll be rapid chargers. So you just keep driving, and as you drive over it, it charges you. Think about that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's within the realm of possibilities.
Yeah.
You know?
That's kind of good. That'd be kind of cool.
Wouldn't that be crazy? Almost like a wireless charger.
I think eventually they're just going to be self-charging, though, right? With
and that probably makes
momentum itself.
The most sense, you know? Which, that's what I thought. Didn't the Priuses have that?
They do, but it doesn't charge it enough, really.
It's,
you know, because you got to be on your brakes.
Yeah.
You got to have some resistance to it. And it does a little bit, but it doesn't charge it enough to where you just don't have to plug it in. You know?
I don't know, man, but that's crazy. 10 minutes, you got your car juiced up, making it more and more, More and more appealing, man.
I'm telling you. And people that are fighting the e-cars, I get it. I understand where you're coming from. But at the same time, when you get in one, it's kind of hard to deny.
But you know what? Honestly, though, Hunter, I don't. Tell me exactly why. Why? Like, if someone dead ass is like, nah, it's the dumbest idea I've ever heard. I mean, like, why? Why is that the dumbest idea you have ever heard?
So here's my comparison. You're in a PS1 and I got a PS5. There's no comparison.
For now, what are you saying though?
Wait. I'm just saying, like, when you get into it, like, so the only one I've been in is a Tesla. That's the only thing I'm comparing it to, all right? But when you get in this thing, you're like, oh yeah, this is different. Everything in here is different. It smells different, feels different, looks different. It just, everything about it's like a spaceship. It's wild. It's just so much better.
No, that's what I'm saying, though. I just don't know why someone now at this point be like, no, I'm never getting an EV. Electrical vehicles don't make sense. I
mean, that's because they haven't ridden in one. You haven't ridden in one. And I don't blame you. I don't blame you. Ride one. Here's the thing. I like both.
Yeah.
I understand the driving part. I love driving. Yes. But at the same time, I also like technology. And that is an amazing piece of technology.
I tell you what, I'd rather just have my gas, my petroleum-powered car for weekend horsing around, you know, doing that stuff, you know, like kind of like pulling out the old muscle car. You don't drive it every day, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But if I don't have to fill it, like, I had to put gas in my truck. That was not fun. Daddy, I was not happy after I finished filling that thing up, right?
Hey, when we drove up to Grand Haven yesterday to play at American Dunes, we took the guy's truck. Justin's truck was it was a hybrid. Mm-hmm. What was the cost he said to drive there? $7.
See?
He's like, that's $7, dude. He's like, hey, you need gas money? He's like, dude, it was like $7.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? Really?
Yeah, but you got people going, nah, it doesn't make sense. Nah, I'm not doing it. Batteries in a car. Get out of here. Get out of here. Anyway. All right. Hey, we covered a lot. That's your Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.